Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Comic Rundown. We are in the middle of this Avengers story arc, so let's get back to the episode. So next issue, issue 59. His name is Yellowjacket.
The name is Yellowjacket.
Whatever. No, that says his name.
Oh, yeah, but this one says the name.
But that says his name.
But this is the.
And
anyways, we've figured that his name is Yellowjacket.
Vote now, Ed.
So we start out, we have these three robbers. I think we're going to call them robbers. They're stealing fur coats.
Mm-hmm. Hey, in their defense, though, fur coats are expensive as hell. So that makes a bad bank. Even now, they're still...
Yeah, but you have more faux fur out there than regular fur.
Right. Now it's not like stealing diamonds. Imagine the equivalent of physical Bitcoin.
Bitcoin joke. That's topical.
That's for you millennials out there.
Yep. So as they're trying to load up the van that they have, we see this guy named Yellowjacket.
Dude, those shoulder flares are ridiculous. Dude, they're taller than his head. Well, literally, no. If you think about this like in a hero villain, okay, you have literally just cut off, you know, 30% of your peripheral vision with shoulder pads.
But in this, that's where most heroes get decked in the side of the
face. Exactly.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
So
he's
fine. He's safe.
So why would you? Yeah. Why would you? But look, they're
in defense. He's a new hero, though. I mean.
Okay. Anyways.
Well, we say hero, but he starts out. He's
new dude.
He's stopping these guys. He stings them. The guys pull out some guns to try and shoot him. He uses
this yellow blast of energy that he calls a sting.
Yeah, his stinger, because he's a yellow jacket.
Very creative.
Well, it works.
It's themed, dude. It's like a batarang or, you know, a spider tracker. You know, it's themed.
Yeah, we got into that already.
The Batmobile, the bat everything.
And so as he stings these two crooks, one of them says, "Oh, this hurts. Every man for himself." And he gets punched in the gut. Well, the one guy took it literally, hops into the van, is about ready to drive away when he realizes he doesn't have a driver's license.
No, he doesn't know how to drive.
Oh, I'm sorry. He doesn't.
He says, "Wait a minute. Forgot. I don't know how to drive."
Which I'm pretty sure if you're trying to get away from somebody that's attacking you, you don't give a damn if you know how to drive. You get enough crap out of it.
And like I said, maybe it was a manual transmission and like he didn't know how to,
and
you
that's
know,
possible
shift
I know
gears.
The first time I drove a manual transmission, it was fun.
Right.
I didn't stall the car at once, I swear.
Yeah,
that's a lie.
I'm not even gonna go into that.
So he gets popped in the face and by Yellowjacket, and Yellowjacket has them all, well, he's knocked them all out and is sitting there with the cops as they say, "Hey,
we need you to be a witness.
Yeah, you need to go to court." And the yellow jack's like, that's
not
my
he's
job.
Like,
that's your job.
He's like, "I play cops and robberies." He's like, "You can find somebody else to play judge and jury."
Mm-hmm. He's really trying to sell the black jacket thing.
Yellow jacket.
Yellow jacket. Yeah, that's what I said.
Get it right.
It's a black vest on the yellow jacket. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Black jacket's a different guy.
We have T'Challa, or Black Panther, getting ready for some practice.
Some training.
Mm-hmm. And so he tells him to start.
He's like, "All right, Avenger, hit it."
So Hawkeye shoots one arrow, boomerang arrow at that, at Black Panther. And Panther dodges it easily. And then that's, all right, training over.
And end of session. Yeah.
Because
it's like one arrow and then end of session. All right.
That's a good training session.
I mean, running around in tights all day, that's all you got.
That's hard work. I can't pull it off. So why they stopped though is because Jan popped in to the mansion wondering where Hank is at. And they're like, "Well, he's not here." And she said, "Well, he wasn't home. So what's going on? Is he okay?" We had no idea.
And then, of course, Vision's like, "Well, maybe we should go look for him?"
Yeah,
nah, I can't
like,
do that.
They're like, "Nah, he's probably all right."
Totally fine. But while this happens, they all kind of have their own little inner monologue
of what problems they're having.
Yeah, because so like last night Jan was, she recalls the last time she saw Hank, which was in his lab, naturally. Mm-hmm. And she's just trying to get him to do anything that's not in his lab. He wants to like go on a date and he's too busy. T'Challa is he's speaking to
he's thinking
United
back
Nations
to whether he should keep basically, he's doing the same thing he was earlier.
He's trying to figure out if he should stay in New York.
Yeah, whether he wants to be active with the Avengers or if he wants to go back and take care of Wakanda, like, mm-hmm. you know, the prince that he is.
Vision is having some trouble because...
Everybody hates
just him because the Avengers have accepted them, the common folk haven't yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned this one time. We've got this guy down here who says that android...
Crummy androids over there taking over for real people.
He took the jibs!
Which is still going on now. Robots taking jibs.
Mm-hmm. Dickin' Jeeves. It's just South Park reference. I've been watching South Park like crazy.
And then, of course, Hawkeye is thinking about the Black Widow being with, a S.H.I.E.L.D. again.
Yeah, he was too worried about his own problems beforehand. Now that Black Widow's gone, he's like, oh, well, hope she's okay. I mean, really? Okay.
And then we jump over to Jarvis. And for those of you who have only seen the movies, Jarvis is not an intercom voice or a computer. Mm-hmm. In these comics, he is actually a butler.
Yep. Which is a funny thing for me to know because they said Jarvis. And I was like, oh, thinking supercomputer.
Mm-hmm. He's always been a butler of the Avengers, as far as I knew. I think he was
Iron Man's. Well, he was Tony Stark's butler originally. And then he just took over in the Avengers mansion.
That makes sense.
Which in the movies he does as well as Jarvis the supercomputer.
The thing though, because in the movies though, Jarvis goes from being the supercomputer to being Vision.
Yeah.
So I mean.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Paul Bettany.
Good voice. Like mm-hmm. yeah. Anyways, so shows him getting hogtied. Pull up the Krillin.
Yeah, we gotta do the hogtie count.
Hogtie count on Jarvis here.
Right now. Ding. We got one.
Ding.
Yellow Jacket is the one who tied him up. He comes sauntering into the main training area.
Yeah.
And basically tells the Avengers, hey, I'm here to sign up. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, well, you literally just broke in. What do you mean you're going to try to sign up? And he makes a comment about how Hank, like, you guys have a hole in your roster because Goliath isn't showing up. He's like, well, what do you mean? How do you know that? Oh, I killed him.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, what?
Which is an interesting job resume.
Yeah, that's the best.
Hey, you got a spot on, right? Because I killed the last guy.
So check it out. I want to apply for a job here as a CEO because I offed your last CEO. So just go ahead and
I'll just
take that.
I'll write paperwork. All you got to do is sign it.
It's kind of like a washing of your hands. You know, you take one hand to the other one. But anyways.
But so by him saying that, Jan
passes out.
Yeah, she's like, because
apparently,
what?
Okay, like, this dude, I'm just gonna. But regardless, I'm gonna throw this out there: the fact that she's a superhero and every little thing causes her to panic.
This is the writing of the '60s. I'm gonna say that they haven't fully embraced how strong women are yet.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Fair enough.
So they still see them just because she's part of a superhero team. They still see her as weak and feeble, as we saw in the first issue where.
Where the
she's
men
all...
are gods, you know, well, Thor, and you also have Captain America, superpowered.
Well, he's not God.
All right, he's not. There's only one God, okay?
No. I'm pretty sure he doesn't run around just like that.
Yeah.
So Vision tries to help her out while Panther and Hawkeye are just like, nope, okay, we don't believe you. What's?
Go ahead and tell us what happened.
Yeah.
So basically, he's like, I snuck into his lab. I dropped a ceiling grate on top of him. He's like, and then as we were fighting, he woke up, turned into the giant, tried getting me, but I blasted him in the face with my stinger.
Yeah, he basically did a Krillin solar flare to escape the big bad.
And then he's like, hits him again, knocks him unconscious. He sprays him with some kind of gas that shrinks Ant-Man down. Shrinks Goliath down to Ant-Man size.
Smaller than Ant-Man
and
size, probably.
And somehow removes, I don't know if it just dampens or removes, but the bugs around him won't obey his mental commands.
Yeah.
So he gets attacked by a spider.
Dampens his power.
And he's kind of like, that's where I left him, fighting a big spider.
And they all kind of believe him? But they start fighting him. They're like, we'll figure this out once we have you behind bars.
What I really like is how Hawkeye punches him in the face, and he's like, that hurt, but you should probably stick to your arrows, Robin Hood, because you're a sissy. he goes to blast him with his stinger, and Vision jumps in front of him, and he's like, you aren't going to hurt the Vision with your little stingers. And then...
Panther jumps on him, and in his retaliation,
he sends wasps, or hornets, I guess, yellow jackets, whatever you want to call them.
Does his name
He sends stingy bugs to attack the Panther.
So, you know, he's got control over
bugs.
Insects.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And so he, as this is going on, he grabs Jan, and
he's holding her captive, and he
damsel in distress.
Not only is he holding her captive with a gun. I'd like to point that out.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a pistol,
and he even does call it.
Oh, he does have pistol.
Old fashioned.
I didn't see that the first time around.
And she, of course, passes out again.
No, he stings her.
Oh, okay.
He stings her to knock her out.
Okay, yeah, I see that now.
Then...
I just went to the next panel and saw her passed out again. I'm like, Jesus, woman.
Anyway. Well, then we have Hawkeye, who's like, well, I can't shoot him because he'll drop Jan, and that's bad.
Yeah, we wouldn't want him to, you know, hurt her.
But what I love is... So he gets away with Jan, and don't follow at all. Like,
well, it goes back to the Goliath thing, though. It goes right back to Goliath, where they dropped him in a hole, and they're like...
Well, no, because then we see later on, it's like, when the signal comes back on, eventually, they're like, well, hopefully it's not a trap. You literally just let her go. Like, follow him. He never mentioned anything about not following him. Well, I mean, you should mention, but, like, just...
Right, but still.
Like, your teammate has been captured. You just gotta let him take her?
Oh, it's like, oh, nope, they got the flag. We can't do anything now, boys.
Yeah, basically.
Tough luck.
So he takes her back to his base, this
Hornet's nest,
which looks like it's out.
It looks like it's in the middle of like some ancient, like grassland tree. It's the tree is big enough.
It looks like some kind of jungle almost.
Yeah, and like literally, this tree is big enough to hold. I mean, that's got to be at least a 2-room house looking thing with the
something. But just the fact that he was able to get out of New York to wherever this is, and they were not able to follow him at all.
Yeah.
That's what bugs me.
Bugs.
So, he is, threatening her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, not having it in front of me. My notes are kind of,
here you go. He's like, you know, she's like, you'll pay for killing Hank, and he's like, well, they can't prove anything without a body.
Yes. So, without, as they call it, a corpus delicti.
That's a delicious dead body, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you speak French.
It's very Latin. So he's like telling her, hey, they won't be able to get me. There's no proof. And then he kind of forces himself on her.
Yeah, which.
And
she goes to slap him, and then he's like, all right, I'll paste you for that, but instead, I think I'll kiss you.
And we here at Comic Book Rundown do not endorse rape
or anything. Pushing yourself on anybody for any reason,
consent is best. We, as long as both parties are in agreement, that's great.
Basically, be a decent human being. So
don't be a dick.
Yeah,
that's I'm stealing that from Emily's podcast, but no. So he kind of forces himself on her, starts kissing her, and then he realizes, no, this is bad. I'm gonna let you go, and she's like, I'm happy that he's releasing me, but. Now I don't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I mentioned, she turns her signal back on. The remaining Avengers are tracking it down. They find them at the City Hall. They start attacking Yellowjacket. And Wasp is like, no, don't hurt him. I'm going to marry this guy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wait, did I miss that? She's going to marry...
Right there.
Yeah, I'm going to marry him.
Huh. Well, yes, he's... thing is, I hadn't made it this far in the previous
reading. But no, you're good.
Yeah. So she plans on marrying the Wasp?
Yeah.
No. The Wasp is going to marry Yellowjacket.
Huh.
Yeah, the Wasp is going to marry the Yellowjacket, you know, for some reason, right?
The thing is, he's actually around. But the thing is, like, oh, you just murdered the guy I was going to marry?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly. And then she's just like, oh, I'm going to marry him. Doesn't throw up any red flags for, you know, her, but...
Or for any... Well, no.
The rest of the Avengers are all
everyone's like, what? Are you kidding me?
You shady bitch.
Borderline Skyrim logic. Like, oh, wife's dead. I'm just going to find a new one then.
So then we pop over to...
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the last story of this Avengers story arc.